You know Elizabeth Lesner. You know Betty's. You know everything. You know Ohio on a hot dog. You know everything she's doing. Would you welcome, please, Liz Lesner, ladies and gentlemen.
On our stage here.
Restaurateur and member of everything that goes on in food. Oh, boy. Gee, what'd you bring here?
Are you ready for some kitschy food? I hope so.
You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, we got a lot. And behind me is Carmen. She's my business partner, and she's going to get you guys drunk.
Oh.
That's what we do in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
We don't have an ocean. We don't have a beach, so we drink drinks out of shark glasses.
Yeah. That is a shark glass, isn't it? What is in that shark glass?
It's pretty potent. We don't want you to have more than one.
Uh-huh.
If you want to last to the show. Carmen, uh-oh, we had a spill. What is in the shark glass? Is this the Surly Girl or the Surly Temple? You are drinking a zombie bride. We serve that at one of our restaurants called the Grass Skirt.
It's strong but delicious.
If you come and order one, you're only allowed to have one. We won't serve you more than two.
What happens at two?
I don't know.
We get unruly?
We'll have to ask Carmen. She's had more.
The good drunks get good, the bad drunks get bad,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, so.
Very nice. Betty's is gone now, right? You closed it?
That is correct. We are a restaurant group of eight. Betty's was our very first. We were in the...
I'll have a bite of your hot dog here.
All right. Ah. He is eating an Ohio on a hot dog. Mm. It's a little messy. This is a really special hot dog because Oprah put it in her magazine for July, which was National Hot Dog Month. So the Ohioanas from Dirty Frank's Hot Dog Palace.
Delicious.
It's one of our biggest sellers. Ohio didn't really have a hot dog. We do chili dogs, but we wanted to make a Columbus-based dog. So that's it.
Was it just time for Betty's to shut down?
It was. Well, you know what? We're in a neighborhood that was quickly getting bigger and more awesome.
Yeah.
Betty's was known for comfort food, mac and cheese, and meatloaf. And if I wanted to stay in the area, I would have had to raise my prices quite a bit. So we've decided to close up shop. And
what happened to all the stuff on the walls?
Well, that's a good question. My husband, it's kind of a sore subject. It's in my living room right now.
And that includes pinups from
various... There's pinup art. There's a 14, or maybe it's a 12-foot swordfish. It's kind of big. We live in a small two-bedroom house, so it takes up a lot of room.
Yeah.
A lot of kitschy junk. Quite a bit. We might have a garage sale. Would you guys come if we had a garage sale? Awesome. Because it all came from a garage sale. So I'm really lucky. My mother's a really avid garage salist, and she picked up quite a bit of that. Those are finds that we created throughout the years. Also, my business partner sitting here with me, Carmen Owen, she helped me find a lot of that stuff, too, that junk.
Yeah. Now,
we'll take the swordfish at Grass Skirt.
Okay. Grass Skirt will take the swordfish.
Yeah. It was very good.
You like it? Yeah. Carmen created these drinks. Will you say which they are?
You created all these.
I had one, and I can't remember what any of the drinks are now.
So in the shark glasses, those of you that are drinking those, watch out. Those are zombie brides. So that's
zombie brides.
Lime, cardamom, rum, 151, fresh juices, and you can only have one.
I just drink them. I just drink them for the juices.
This is why they scheduled us. We're at the end of the show for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And then in the pair of glasses, you guys get some rum and happiness. So
rum
little
and
rum,
happiness.
A little happiness. Delicious.
It's her secret potion.
Very delicious. Now I understand that you're involved. It's about not in every restaurant. I'm slurring.
A drink. It works.
We're involved in all the restaurants in town here. But the Chintz Room is an
it's an old. Who remembers the Chintz Room?
It's a revival of something that was a tradition here.
Almost every city had a department store in its downtown, and department stores are sort of downtown department stores are sort of going away. It's a little bit sad, actually. I'm originally from Chicago. There was one there. Every city had one. Well, here in Columbus, we had Lazarus, which is a beloved name. We had the Lazarus department store downtown, and inside the Lazarus department store was a restaurant called the Chintz Room. I actually took etiquette classes at the Lazarus.
How'd that
when
go?
I was about 10. Well, I opened a restaurant later called the Surly Girl Saloon with Carmen here, so I think it went well, right?
Yeah.
But our
partial success.
For graduation, we would have to eat at the Chintz Room. That was like our big test. We had to sit properly, like I'm not doing now. And, you practice all your manners at the Chintz Room.
Sit properly once. Let's see how that looks.
I don't know how anymore. I, th- think it involves a book on your head. So you didn't have a book. I haven't read a book in a long
How do
time.
You read it when
yeah,
it's up
exactly,
there?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So you took etiquette lessons then?
I did, yeah. They didn't work, obviously.
Did you have a coming out and all that sort of thing?
I'm not gay. Is that what you mean?
No. No, I meant, you know, debutante thing.
Although I did win Columbus's best gay restaurant 1 year. But no, I did not. We don't do debutantes here. We're not Midwest.
Well, I thought the etiquette was part of it, like a debutante. Because debutantes got
to
take
all
that.
I think we do homecoming queens, right? But that would involve going to school, not skipping school. So that wouldn't have worked for me.
You didn't go to school much? Or?
I skipped school a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you out just getting restaurant ideas?
Yes, restaurant ideas.
Well, the whole thing.
Cigarette ideas.
Do you
alcohol.
Come from a restaurant family, or how did you get into the whole restaurant?
I don't actually. It's funny. My family's in the audience now, and my father especially was a little less than pleased. He's happy now.
Less than pleased.
Yeah.
That you're on the show, or that you went in a restaurant.
Both.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was his business?
Insurance. So I
oh yeah, you should have gone in insurance.
I could.
You're much
I
better off if you go.
We're
insurance.
An insurance town.
Because then you'll always have insurance.
And
nothing
you know
else.
The restaurant failure rate's pretty high.
And
however,
insurance, it's pretty high too. Actually,
high too. They get a lot of my money. It's you know paying the mafia.
Yeah.
But the good thing about Columbus, Ohio, is we have a really thriving restaurant industry. I was 27 and able to start my own restaurant here.
Yeah.
A lot of young people are.
No, you're 27. Why
Not
do you
now.
Think? I'm going back in two or 3 years.
Yes.
So you're 27. And you think? Why do you think I want to start a restaurant? Have you been hanging around with restaurant people and chefs and that sort of thing?
Well, Carmen and I used to drink a lot, and you know the bar tabs they get.
Used to.
So this is all about Carmen, really. Why I should be talking to Carmen?
Well, we used to drink a lot, and it got to be expensive. So yeah. And we're spending that much time in a bar. Why don't you just own the bar, right? Was that the thinking?
You're here so often, you might as well buy the place. I mean, and you thought that was literal or something. You took it literally.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you study as a chef, or did you study...
I didn't study ever.
Study.
No.
Carmen did. She went to graduate school. She went to Ohio State, graduated, went on to graduate school. I didn't do any of those things. I just was in the bar getting ideas, research and development.
Did you study in any of these arts?
Anthropology is my degree, so whatever you
That's
can do
stretch.
With an anthropology
That's
degree.
That's a stretch, I guess.
Well, no, customers are like chimpanzees.
Yeah, I deal with primates all day. It pays better than an anthropology job.
If you can handle a monkey, you can probably run a bar.
Yeah, undoubtedly, yeah. When they start throwing their feces, though, it's time to...
There's less poop throwing in the bar business.
It's
but
less poop
still
throwing.
Some. Projectile
vomiting, that's sort of similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
We're close to Ohio State.
I have a feeling this interview is getting away from me. I don't know why. Get rid of that feeling you're doing an interview and it's totally out of your control. That's okay, and I don't mind because this zombie is making up for it.
That's why we give him a drink.
Yes.
We can take it where we want. Now, we also brought you some Spam Tacos from one of our newest restaurants called the Grass Skirt Tiki
Spam
Room.
Taco. So that's a Hawaiian favorite, right? Spam is really...
No, it's Ohio.
But I mean, Spam is very big in Hawaii.
Yes, Spam is big in Hawaii, and we're frying it to make it even more healthy for you.
Yeah.
And creamy crab dip on top of that. So,
and cheese.
Yeah.
We do cheese. We like Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Us.
Thank you, Westerville. Thank you, Columbus. Thank you, Dublin. Thank you all. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.